Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit, and remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us, motherfucker?
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free, or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live!
Fuck it! They came to work every day, and there were no days off!
The show goes on! Right now, in over us,
it's looking good, and here we are in Washington.
The band is back together. My running mate of 16 years, mentor, friend, and older brother from another mother, Andy Pollin, is with me on a Sunday, the last Sunday of the NFL season, and a snowstorm Sunday, Andy. The weather people are giddy as all get out, aren't they, in D.C.?
Yeah, they're talking about 10 inches max, which, you know, is a lot, but it's a little bit over the top, I think, for that, but whatever.
Well, we haven't really had snow in the D.C. area in the last couple of winters. This is the first good storm we're going to have had in several years. So there you go. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great. It is... We record this on Sunday morning prior to the wham-bam exciting finish to the NFL. Okay, I'm going to stop myself there. It probably won't be that exciting, but it's the end of the road, week 18 now. And your team, the Commanders, my team, the Packers, are intertwined in a dance. A dance, Andy, for the magical sixth seed. Are you excited for that?
Well, if I'm looking at this as a chance to win a playoff game, I like their chances better going to Los Angeles than I do going to Philadelphia.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to avoid Philly, and they're in the first round. They're sitting Saquon today, and I've not had a chance to talk to you about this. And we're in an age where people are finding more and more records, Andy, because the databasing of stats – and social media makes it so that people can say, well, this is a rookie record for tight ends with catches. But never mind the fact that there's more games now than there were 4 years ago and a lot more games than there were 40 years ago, right?
Right, right. I mean, look, Eric Dickerson holds the record. It's over 2,000 yards. Do you know the number? I don't.
So you're of the mindset, like many people are, that is, if you don't know the number, it's not that hallowed of a record.
The only numbers that really have ever mattered in sports are, for basketball, 100 for Wilt. And in baseball, well, it used to be 755 for Aaron, and now it's 762, but it's a dirty record for home runs.
Right.
And beyond that, I know that Emmitt Smith is the leading rusher of all time. Do I know how many yards he has? No, I don't. Right. I know Jerry Rice has the most catches. Do I know the exact number? No, I don't. So, you got 2,000. Okay, you're good. And let's make sure you're healthy for the playoffs. So I got no problem with sitting him. Yeah. No.
The other thing is that with these games today is that you have the Commanders and the Cowboys. It doesn't have the same ring as the Redskins and the Cowboys, which once spawned one of the most famous commercials of all time. Remember that one with good old Tom Landry and the American Express ad?
Yeah, Tom Landry popping out of a suitcase was really...
Well, no, not that one. The one where Landry was in a saloon and he said, the American Express card, it's good to get out of a tight spot when you are surrounded by Redskins. And then a bunch of Redskin players came into the picture in the saloon around Tom Landry.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I covered Tom Landry in the early 80s when I was working in Dallas. I can't think of too many people that I admire more than Landry. I know that, he's a former fighter pilot in World War II.
Sure.
He was, he is one of the most disciplined people I could ever imagine. And I remember they used to have a luncheon every Tuesday at the headquarters, which were, by the way, located in the same building as the Playboy Club, which was kind of interesting given Landry's religious beliefs.
Right.
But he would be in the head of the buffet line 11:30 every Tuesday. Didn't matter if they played a Monday night game and got back at 3 a.m. He would do a news conference with the writers. He would do a news conference with the what they call the electronic media, TV and radio. And if you wanted to ask him for a one-on-one, he'd give it to you. I mean, he was a wonderful guy and somebody that should be admired, really. I mean, just an American hero.
Yes, the electronic media, including the Telegraph Times, technically electronic. Cowboys play today against the Giants.
Matter of fact, when I remember this, that there was one television station there, an independent, that was still using film canisters.
Oh, my God. How did they get them developed? When were the highlights? Thursday of that week?
I don't know how they got it done, but the news conference was, 11:30, 12. So somehow I guess they could get them done for the 6 o'clock news or 11 o'clock news. I don't know.
Wow, that's something else. Well, he was definitely old school, very religious, set in his ways, humble, disciplined. Total respect, I agree. But he was also a prude. He was the guy that objected to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders calling them pornography. It was at that point that, who was it that had to show him what real pornography was to say, no, no, coach, this is pornography. And it was like,
pornography, you know it when you see it. But, you know,
didn't Tech Schramm pull Landry aside and say, look, we're doing this thing with these cheerleaders, and if you think it's pornography, here's what it really is. And he showed Landry like Debbie Does Dallas or something.
Okay, well, I know that he was overruled by Tech Schramm, okay, so he may have been against it.
I can't believe I knew an anecdote that you, Andy, had forgotten or never knew. Score one for me on that.
I'll tell you what, another thing that he changed in that same vein, there was a reporter for the San Antonio Express News. I knew her a little bit, Elaine Knoll. And she applied for a credential for a game, and she assumed that she was going to be able to go to the locker room. And they said, no, we're not going to have any women in the locker room. So the way they handled it was they had an interview room, and you had to wait for the players to come in bathrobes to talk to them. And you see angry writers who are on deadline waiting for Tony Dorsett to show up in his good, sweet time.
That's so funny. Well, okay. So the other thing about Landry is stubborn as all get out. He basically ran Roger Staubach out of the league because he would not let Staubach call his own plays or even make modifications in the huddle. This is well documented. Staubach was like, I couldn't take it anymore.
I don't know if it was quite that. I mean, Staubach was about 38. He'd had a series of concussions.
Yeah.
He had things that he wanted to do with his life, and he became incredibly successful in business afterwards. I don't know how much he pushed him out of the league. I think that might be an exaggeration.
Anyway, all that said, does Commanders Cowboys hit the same as Redskins Cowboys? Is it the same visceral hatred for you?
No.
Count it as a no, everybody.
But recognize this, that I have been through a quarter of a century of fan abuse.
I'm a beaten down man, Andy says. Yeah,
I'm coming out of the clink, and I'm readjusting to society. I've been like Red. I've been institutionalized a little bit, and I still have to go ask permission to go to the bathroom when I'm working at the grocery store. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny is that my spy in Philly says the chatter on WIP is that most fans actually want the Packers instead of the Commanders. They've got.
Right.
Yeah, they're terrified. And I said, that makes sense because there is a feeling about Jaden Daniels. He's like the chicken in the courtyard. You can't catch him. When he decides to run, good luck. And that terrifies people.
Right. If there's time on the clock, and especially now, this is another interesting step that he's taking into the playoffs. He's learned to protect himself over the course of the season. But in, do or die situation, you either win or your season ends. Is he going to be more risky? And if he's more risky, he's tough to catch. And not only that, he's gotten to a point where few running quarterbacks get to this early in their career, that he's looking to be a passer first. He's got eyes downfield while he's running. And sometimes he can make a pass on the on the run. I mean, he's remarkable. It's remarkable that he's this good this soon.
Yeah. There's a lot of smoldering wreckage teams out there. The Packers will play one in the Bears. They had come off a 7-9 season in which they thought, or 7-10, I guess, whatever, 8-9, I think it was. 8-9 season, they thought, we have the best landing spot ever for a 1/1 QB because it's not even our pick, it's Carolina's pick. And we've got all these assets in place, and it has turned out to be a complete disaster of a year. Much like the Browns landed with another thud and a crash and smoldering wreckage, 3 wins on a season that some thought they would contend for a Super Bowl with a quarterback that had to restructure his deal. They still don't want Deshaun Watson, but at least he won't kill them quite as much. At least they feel good about their coach, I believe, in Cleveland. Dallas has a coach situation where they're not sure if they're going to stick around with McCarthy. I would doubt it if they would. And while their quarterback is out with an injury and will come back next year, a lot of people aren't real thrilled about Dak Prescott. It's easy how seasons that had big hopes can go straight into the shitter in this league.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's usually it's a quarterback injury. I mean, was it, right. Was it all of that with Dallas? I don't know. They weren't that great before
weren't that
got
good.
Hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. They were poorly constructed. And they're not spending their money right either. So there's that. We'll see if the Bears today have anything for the Packers, who are, of course, trying to get some help from the Commanders to sneak up into the sixth seed. I don't think Tampa, I don't think L.A. will be easy outs. If somehow by a miracle Atlanta is one of the teams, that's the one you want to face in the first round. I don't think they're going to make it in. I think Tampa and, I mean, Stafford and Baker Mayfield are no joke. And so those are tough outs. Maybe not as tough as Philly, but, you know, Philly, you're going to catch somebody in a quarterback in Hurts who would not have thrown a pass in 3 weeks. So
yeah, yeah, but you're better off, you know, facing him, I would think.
I think so as well, for the most part. All right, so that said, did you watch any of the Saturday night games between – let's start with the Steelers and the Bengals. Russell Wilson, you are washed, bro. That was maybe the worst two-minute drill to just get in position for a field goal I think I've ever seen. First down, runs and stays in bounds. Clock keeps running. Terrible, dumb mistake. Second down, takes a sack. Third down, penalty. And then finally on fourth down, incomplete.
Yeah, this is the knock on Mike Tomlin, that this is the time of year where things go south for him. You know, he gets them there. They have great regular seasons. And it was the right move to go to Russell Wilson, was it not, during the season?
Well, it was, but I mean, okay, don't steer the spotlight away from Russell Wilson. You can't keep going with this guy anymore. Like, the situational unawareness on that play to run and not get out of bounds or not throw the ball away, he ran right into a defender. It was like a kamikaze run. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, and they're at the point where they have to think about extending his contract, right?
Oh, so maybe it's if I'm a Steeler fan, I'm like, in a million years, no. And then you got the George Pickens problem. Pickens fancies himself this badass, and he's a ball-dropping machine. He's a diva. He is a malcontent. And he's cannot be handled. Like, if I'm the Steelers, get out of that business too while you're at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's another remarkable thing about the Commanders, is that their best receiver is the opposite of a diva.
I mean,
there's no better person on that team than Terry McLaurin.
Yeah,
and they avoid that.
McLaurin with one more touchdown today can set the franchise record for touchdowns receiving in a season, right? That would break the record of who? Arthur Monk?
I think so, or Gary Clark. I didn't look that up.
Okay.
But a lot of what they did, though, it's funny, but when they had those receivers, they managed to always set themselves up like inside the five, and Riggins or whoever the running back was, you know, George Rogers, somebody would take it in. So some of those guys were robbed of touch. Now it's more important to get the receivers touchdown passes. Yeah. So give them that.
Speaking of receivers, the Bengals have a real pickle on their hands because they got this elite passer in Burrow who put up MVP caliber numbers this year, but he is not the MVP, in my opinion. And they got a guy who just probably sealed the triple crown. Catches, yards, touchdowns in Ja'Marr Chase. And he spent all of August staring at, you know, Paul Brown's family going, really? Really? You're not going to pay me? Really? And then comes into work and lights the year up. Amazing player. They got T. Higgins who needs to get paid. Burrow wants him to get paid. A tight spot for the Bengals.
Yeah, well, it's a tight team, so that's kind of what the Bengals do. and they may waste the career of Joe Burrow with their cheapness. And the receivers also have to look at it this way too. If they go someplace else, like the Jets, let's say, they're not going to have somebody to give them the ball as well as Burrow does too. So they have to look at that.
True, but they got to, you know. The money is the number one thing, and then they figure everything else out from there.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, that's how they keep score. I mean, that's really the real difference.
Well,
and you don't hear anybody
part.
Turning down big money to stay with a particular quarterback.
Right. There's a keeping score part, but for NFL players, they need every scrap of money because it's not guaranteed, and their career lifespan is a lot shorter. It's not like a Jimmy Butler situation, which we should talk about for a second. Jimmy Butler has been suspended by the Heat for 7 games for showing complete and utter disdain for even playing for the team anymore. He wants a trade to one of any other team in the league. He said 29 destinations, just get me out of here. Yeah. And said that his joy was gone from basketball and could not be recaptured in Miami. The guy makes $48 million fucking dollars, Andy, a year. Yeah. Never won a ring. Never won an MVP. And he's talking about his joy is gone. This is what's killing sports.
Well, I don't know if it's killing it, but
it's killing my enthusiasm for sports, that's for sure.
He's in a standoff with an old man right now in Pat Riley. And Riley's handling it the right way, I think. You know, other teams would go, oh, okay, what can we do to make you happy? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to play with? They don't do that with him. But this is what he did to get to Miami. He did this in Philly. He did this in Minnesota. This is Jimmy Butler being Jimmy Butler.
It's just very exhausting. I would like to be a fan of the NBA. It's hard, though, because of all these factors, load management, the three-point shooting that's out of control. I mean, Victor Wembanyama, I don't know how much the casual non-NBA fan is aware of his meteoric rise and what a freak he is. Are you watching any of Victor Wembanyama's stats and highlights?
I watch the highlights occasionally, but that honest with you,
7'5" and makes logo threes like Steph Curry.
Right. It's a different game. It's a different game that's played right now. It's a different game than what I grew up watching. And there's a fundamental flaw to me in the way the game is played.
Right.
In that, you know, when I grew up going to the YMCA and learning how to play, get your best shot, young man. You know, try and get as close to the basket. Try and get it to the big man. Right. Fundamentals, chest pass, bounce pass. Now you're passing up wide open twos to send it out to some guy well beyond the three and hope he makes it at a 30% clip. It's to me, I watch some of the playoffs, but with an NFL or a college game now and football on just about every night and every day, I'm not going to pass up any of that for the NBA. Yeah. I only got so many eyeball watching hours in me, you know?
I only have so many eyeball minutes available. Quote-unquote, right. Andy Pollin.
Load management. Yeah. I like to do some other things. I read, you know, I exercise. There are things I do. I don't have, you know, all this time to watch sports. I watch a lot, but I can't watch all the time.
Have you heard Barkley's latest rants against anybody and everybody, including Jason McIntyre of Colin Cowherd's show, and just like talking right over highlights on a personal attack rant saying, hey, you better not miss. If you come at the king, you better not miss. He was, I don't even know who this guy Jason Monroe is or whatever. He mispronounced his name, maybe on purpose, who knows. But it was an argument over J.J. Redick and over the state of the league and everything else. And it was over highlights.
Yeah, well, you know, he's the most powerful analyst in sports right now.
I guess
so. And he talked about this. He goes on Dan Patrick quite a bit. And he talked about openly that, you know, he's got to have the offer he wants. It's not signed, sealed, and delivered. He stays with TNT. So he's everybody's coming at him with offers, and he's deciding what he wants to do. But he loves this.
They're running highlights over this. I'm surprised that, you know, the commissioner hasn't made a call and that somebody hasn't reported that, hey, Adam Silver's like, enough already. You're shitting on our product. I don't mind honest commentary. This can't happen.
This commissioner who basically blessed load management?
I know.
He's not going to do anything. And these guys are in the Basketball Hall of Fame. This is a pregame show that's in the Hall of Fame. All of them. They're not doing anything to them.
Is it good for the league, though? Is it good, bad, neutral for the league that guys like Barkley are openly shitting on, if anything and everybody, when there's highlights being played at halftime of a game?
It gets them attention, and right now the only people that are watching are people that really care about the NBA, and I don't think they're going to leave because Barkley tells you the product is bad.
Okay,
I think it's maybe, you know, people, let's see how bad it is. Let's check it out. See, I also live in a city where the team is unspeakably bad,
really bad, and
completely unwatchable. And the only, I did spend some time yesterday though watching SMU play play Duke and the SMU patches on the shoulders of the uniform, which said ACC, make me laugh because they're in Dallas, Texas, where I live, which is not close to any coast. And right. I was watching Cooper Flagg like, huh, okay, that'd be good. If he comes here, I can't really tell how great he'll be in the NBA. Looks like a really good college player, but right. You know, who knows?
The best quote about this to wrap up the NBA stuff and move forward is that Andrew Sharp tweeted, "The player empowerment era and the trade rumor industrial complex are both wheezing along and less interesting than ever. In that way, a public standoff between two mostly washed icons in Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler is a perfect late stage story arc."
Exactly. Well said. Well put. I agree 100%.
That is really
hiring. With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
MJ's record of 30-point games. Again, there's that air quote record thing coming up, Andy. Because is it a record, most 30-point games? Is there a 40-point game record? Is there a 35-point game record? You see what I'm saying? But the most 30-point games in NBA history was formerly Michael Jordan. LeBron eclipsed it. However, it took him the equivalent of five full 82-game seasons to do so. And people wanted to make a big deal of it. Will LeBron, to you, ever be greater sign MJ? Because to me, it'll never happen.
100% never. Never. He could win three more championships, and he still won't be Michael Jordan. Because I just go by the eye test. And here's the thing. Here's the whole thing, not just about the NBA, but it's about sports. And this guy, Scataway, or whatever his name is, from Arizona State.
Scataboo.
He's not going to be a star. But he showed NFL scouts that he hates to lose. And Michael Jordan hated to lose.
I understand that. How can you say Scataboo won't be a star? Are you saying he won't be good at all in the pros?
No. I don't know whether he's good or not. I don't think he'll be a star. But his stock rose incredibly in that game because he looked at his team and he said, "We're losing. I'm not going to let that happen." And he damn near didn't. I mean, they got screwed on a call, too. And if they get the right call there on the targeting, maybe they win that game. And that was Jordan. That's the difference between Jordan and LeBron to me. LeBron would lose. Jordan did lose, but he would refuse to lose most of his career.
I just always wonder, you know, what if Jordan was in today's era of player empowerment? Do whatever you want. Force trades here. Force trades there. You know, get coaches fired. Be on social media. Would Jordan have become obnoxious if he came up in this day and age?
He had that kind of power. And I think nowadays he would have gone into Jerry Reinsdorf's office and said, "Yeah, the fat guy with donut crumbs on his shirt, he's gone. Get him out of here, and we're going to get some other guys in here." That's how that would have worked. There wouldn't have been somebody saying organizations win championships, players don't win championships. That would not happen today.
Speaking of fat guys, how about Pierce for the Ravens, their nose tackle with a late game pick?
Yeah,
starts rumbling the other way and then says, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm not running any further." Perfect fat guy move. After the game, he's like, "The bus was out of gas. Time to go home."
Yeah, good for them. And also, you see these linemen who try to make a run for the end zone, they almost always get the ball knocked out of their hands.
Michael Pierce just seems like the nicest, sweetest guy. Funny how the biggest guys often in the NFL are like big teddy bears off the field, even though they're the complete monsters when they're on the field, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, there are some stories of being bad guys, but yeah, sure. I mean, I think when you're in street clothes and you weigh, you know, 350 pounds, you know, you got to be kind of friendly because people are scared of you.
Right. Two more things real quick. Boy, John Calipari, it's not going great at Arkansas so far. They got ripped yesterday, and part of the reason was, inexplicably, he didn't have a shoot-around for an early afternoon game. Yeah, Tennessee beat him by 24, and Arkansas scored a season-low 52. All I could think about, Andy, was thank God we're paying these kids now because they're so valuable and important, according to you. They deserve to get paid a salary.
Yes, they do. They do because they were providing a television product. Now, it's on the coach to do the shoot around as these paid employees. So if he let him sleep till noon,
why would he A, not have a shoot around, B,
I don't know,
admit to not having a shoot around, and then C, say that contributed to the loss? It's the darndest thing ever.
I don't know. I have no idea. But the fact that they're being paid doesn't really have anything to do with the fact they had a bad game. And it's the coach who tells the players what to do, just like a regular employee who's told a specific job what to do and is expected to do it.
Fair enough.
He didn't expect them to have a shoot around, so they didn't have one.
Right. But he said three or four guys were basically no-shows. I don't know if that means no shows in the game or they didn't show up for some other required team activity. My point is, these are kids. They're not professionals. That's why I was always against
paying them. No, they are professionals. They are professionals.
Well, they're not acting like professionals.
Well, then they should be fired.
Well,
he should cut them.
Can get a CBA now in college, I'll be happier, because then you can fine and suspend these dipshits when they don't show up to shoot around or team meetings or whatever.
You've always been able to suspend players.
Can't
That's
fine them though.
You can't fine them, but you can suspend them.
Take that money away. And Calipari is a complete fraud. This is going to end badly for him at Arkansas, the way it's going. He's like, fuck it. I've already made a ton of money, put a lot of guys in the pros. Who cares? He was seen at the Derrick Rose retirement, the jersey retirement ceremony in Chicago that night. So he was probably thinking about some other stuff than the game.
Private plane. And the reason he went to Arkansas is some chicken magnet told him he could have a lot of money to buy players. That's the way it's way it works now until they get their arms around it and have actual – salaries and salary cap, but no, that's why he went to Arkansas. Wow. The chicken guy said, here's a lot of money.
Are you talking about the great Frank Perdue and his Perdue chicken empire?
I think Frank Perdue's dead, but whatever chicken magnet it was, that's what got him to Arkansas. I don't blame him.
Well, hold on. What chicken guy hired Calipari? I thought it was the original Frank Perdue. Oh, Tyson.
Maybe it was.
John Tyson. Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods. Yeah. That does provide chicken and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the way it works. And until there's a structure, that's how this system is going to go.
I know.
And so you're going to have blowouts. And if they miss the shoot around, so what? You know who started the shoot around, by the way? Do you know that story?
No.
Bill Sharman was the coach of the Lakers. And he decided he was going to do it. And he had to talk Wilt Chamberlain into doing it because Wilt said to him, look, I'm only showing up once a day at the arena. You pick which one. but ultimately was convinced to do it. And they went on a 33-game winning streak, which I think still stands.
For Will, it took a long time to chase all the women out of his hotel suite. He's like four or five of them every night, right?
Okay. Let me ask you this about Wilt. And I love Wilt. If in fact he betted 20,000 women,
I thought it was 10,
whatever it was.
Don't exaggerate, Andy. It was only 10.
Okay. If it was 10 or 20 or whatever, he must've been sterile, right? Do we know of any cases or was very, very careful with a condom? Because do we know of any paternity suits?
That's great. Andy, that's a great point. You're right. Also, it's 20,000 women. I just looked it up.
So
that's a hell of a point. Well, maybe the women didn't have DNA tests back then.
No.
When did modern DNA tests come into vogue? Where if you delivered a child and nobody quite knew who it was in the promiscuous 70s or 60s, how did that work? Do we know?
I don't know, but I would think that if you have a child who's like 14 years old and 6'7" and facially resembles Wilt, you might say,
what do? Take your kid to court and go, Your Honor, look at him. It's clearly Wilt's kid.
But wouldn't there be people that would at least claim?
Yeah. Miss Trapowski, how many NBA players have you slept with? I don't know. I was passed out on MDMA in the back of a van with shag carpeting. So, yeah.
All I'm saying is that Wilt was prone to exaggeration. As gargantuan of the stats that he had and the size of him and the strength and everything else, when he would get to talking, he would exaggerate.
Good thing you and I never exaggerate, right?
I try not to, but
you do a good job of that. someone wanted to, a listener texted me and asked, have you heard so-and-so's story about something or another? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, you got to listen to this. It's a great story. And I said, I'm not much of a story guy. You know why? Because my phrase of cool story, bro, is one of my favorite phrases. You taught me early on. That guy has a million stories. Some of them are even true. And a lot of podcasts with athletes now, it's just about telling stories.
And
they're full of exaggerations. And so me as a host, I'm thinking, so what am I going to do? I'm going to go listen to this podcast story that takes way too long and then try to ferret out what might or might not be true about it. And then what? Repeat it? Like, oh, wow, it's amazing.
Usually the story is more interesting to you than the listener, usually.
Right, and I try to boil my stories down to literally a minute or less. If I have a story about something, radio.
Well, you
lose the room quickly with people's attention. Nobody got time for more than a minute story.
Yeah, there are some people I know who can make a short story long better than anybody else, and I won't mention his or her name.
Yeah, they're good at making the story long. They're not good at making the story good.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Andy. Good luck to your, you know, screw your Commanders.
I know. You want your Packers to win.
Let's go, Cowboys!
It's not going to make a big difference, but I'd rather see them face the Rams and the Eagles.
All right. Here we are, end of the road. The TV show about quarterbacks. 74 of the top 100 shows this year, Andy, in 2024. Mm-hmm. NFL football games.
Yep.
King State.
Sorry, NBA.
All right, Andy. Enjoy this football. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Zabe. Take care. I want to be high. So
high. I want to be free to know the things I do.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.